He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome on board. We come up every Thursday evening with a brand new show. Typically, we preview a gadget and talk a little bit about it, and then we have a bunch of apps, sometimes some tech news, some hacking news. It's always an adventure here on the Gadget Professor show, and today is no different. We are going to take a look at probably one of the premier wireless cameras that are out there. Let's just go right to it. Here we have the Arlo, and this is made by Netgear, the Arlo HD security camera. And this supposedly is the world's first 100% wire-free, weatherproof HD security camera that goes anywhere that you need it. So let's take a look at this and see what it does. The website is easy enough to follow. It's Arlo, that would be ARLO.com, and there it is there. And you'll notice that they have a picture of this tiny little camera outside with the rain coming down in the snow, and we'll talk about that. But I don't know why they say it's the first 100% wire-free camera. I think what they're referring to is that the power and the internet connection are essentially wireless, and that's not exactly true, but let's take a look at it. Let's open it up and see what we have here. Well, folks, I gotta tell you, this is one of the most difficult things I think I've ever seen to get out of the box. You open it up on the side and these two boxes pop out, which is okay, but I don't know if you can see in here, but these cameras are actually on some kind of a tripod, and you would think that they just pull off, but they don't. So if you buy this, I'm unscrewing this. I mean, this is nuts. They don't make it easy. This was mounted underneath with this plastic pin here, and this is how the cameras are attached to the top of the box. I haven't plugged it in. I haven't tested it out yet, but I gotta tell you, this is one of the more bizarre packages that I've ever seen, and I don't know. So far, the packaging doesn't get too high grades from me, but let's continue and see what happens here. All right, I didn't expect to do an unboxing, but it's so much fun. This is one of the boxes here. I'm going to open this up, and we have kind of like an egg crate here, and let's see what we got. All right, we have the, this looks like a an Ethernet connector wire to me. We have the typical power supply. Seems like there's a wire on it. It seems like this plugs into the wall, so I don't know how they're saying it's totally wireless, but we'll figure that out. And let's see here. I don't know what these are. These look like they're maybe magnetic mounts. Looks like there's a screw there. Again, I never read the directions, but we'll get to that. So we've got two of these things, and of course we've got some mounting hardware, and that's kind of it for that. So let's get that out of the way, and now we're going to open up the second box. Let's see what's in here. Okay. All right, we got another egg carton, and we'll slide this out. Oh boy. And here, it looks like we have a little router, huh? Did you know that there was a router inside this box? Well, that's exactly what's in there, and of course it's Netgear, and that's who makes the Arlo. And we have a guide with instructions. I might read that. And I don't know what's in here. Kind of a neat box, so let's open that up. Oh, we got some stickers. Video monitoring in progress, and a couple other sticky stickers here, and packaging for that. I don't know why. And we've got two boxes in here, and these are a little heavy, so I don't know. I don't know what's in here. These batteries happen to be Panasonic CR123A batteries, and I would imagine that these batteries fit in this camera. We'll find out. So let's see if we can take a quick peek at the instructions and set this puppy up. Okay, so I suspected you put the camera kind of upside down there, and there's a little latch here. So you're going to just pull this latch over, and the battery cap, if you will, which is here, is going to slide right off like so. And it actually doesn't come apart. It's still attached there, so be careful. Don't try to pull that off, but it basically slides and pulls down. And then the batteries are marked in terms of polarity, which way they go. Should be pretty self-explanatory, and you just follow the pictorial. And we're going to drop the batteries right into the slot. As I said, this just pops out, and it's marked as to which way the batteries go on the top, so I can see that. It goes negative, positive, negative, positive. So again, just follow the pictorial there, and I think you could see that. Let's take a look on camera two. There you go. So you can kind of see the plus and the minus, and that's how the batteries go in. Fairly straightforward. Okay, so we have things all unpacked, and as I set things up, clearly this was the router. And remember I said this power supply, is this power supply for the camera? Well, actually it's not. The power supply is for this router, and it goes in like so, right here, and we'll hook this up in a second. And the cameras, we've already put the batteries, so there are no wires to this. The question is, how long do these batteries last? If this camera is outside, you don't want to be changing the battery. So they do have, and it says right on the box, a variety of ways to get power to this. And one is an adapter, and they have a little solar panel, and that's about $65. And then there's an adapter, which I think is another $20. So you're going to be spending almost another $100 just to power this camera remotely. In other words, if it's outside, with that solar reflector and the adapter piece that takes the power that the solar pack generates and actually adapts the back of this. So we'll take a look at that in a second. But right now I have the two cameras, and I have the router, and I'm going to go ahead and hook that up. Okay, one thing that I'm going to show you. Remember when we opened the box up, we saw these little magnetic caps, I'm going to call them. Well, there's one screw that goes in the back, and this obviously slips on and locks. If you look on camera two here, you can see that this actually goes over the screw head and then slides down. I don't love this for starters, okay? And then secondarily, the magnetic cap, there's a little indentation here. Let's go again on camera two. Here's the indentation, and this is actually going to be a magnet. So with that mounted, that said, you can adjust this magnetically, slide it where you want. Trust me, this is a horrible way to mount a camera. It's really bad. I don't know why they even put it there. I would be very reluctant to put this outside. There is a lot of magnetic pull. I doubt the wind would ever blow this off, but it's just a kludgy way. Fortunately, on the bottom here, they have a connection for a tripod or some type of a mount that you can actually screw in hardware to. I would highly recommend that. Unfortunately, the device does not come with any other mounting hardware for the cameras except these caps, and again, I hate these things. The bottom of the camera is flush, so you can actually put this on a flat surface like so. But that said, I would much prefer to use the tripod mount with some type of hardware, and that's readily available. But again, you know, for the price of this camera system, it should come with some other mounting bracket. And we'll take a deeper look at that in a second or two. So we have the cameras, we have the mounts, if you will. And again, I don't like them. We have the router, the cameras, the mounts, and now I'm going to go ahead and hook up the router. The router will be straightforward. If we take a look on camera two, let's get this out of the way here. Pretty straightforward. This is going to plug into the wall. Anybody could figure that out, including the gadget professor. And then over here we have a USB stick if you want to put in two USB ports. And here you have the LAN, which is actually going to feed this device. So I'm going to plug this cable into my router, and it will fire this up. And then you have the on and off button there. And over here you have a sync button. And I'm assuming you're going to hit the sync button, and it will find the cameras and sync up. So let's take a look at that. And before I actually start, what I'm going to do is, right here they provide you in the direction booklet a quick easy way, whether you're on the Droid system for your smartphone or the iPhone, a little scanner code right here, I'm sorry. And we'll just scan this code in right here, right now on my phone, and get the app ready to go. So let's see what happens. All right, I have downloaded the Arlo app, A-R-L-O, and the first thing it's gonna ask me is to basically sign up with the username and password. We'll do that. And then also, we have the Netgear set up. As you can see, the lights are lit, it's on. The connections in the back are pretty straightforward. There's your power, and here is plugged into my my router, and that's pretty much it. So I'm going to log in, pick a username and password, and then we'll pick it up from there. So I signed up with my username. The first thing it does is it asks you to plug in your router, which we've done. It also asks us to turn it on, which we have done. And now I've actually clicked the app on, and immediately it says that we have discovered your router. There's my serial number, and there's my time zone. So it did all that accurately, and let's hit continue. And now it's asking me to name my device, whatever it is that I want to call it. So we'll call it Arlo 1. That's what I'm calling it. You can call it whatever you want. And it says, please wait. And now it wants my email address, which I will put in. So this is going to ask you for a bunch of things on the app that you just fill in, name, rank, serial number, things like that. And then it's going to ask you to view your plans. Well, I'm going to select the free plan. You can get a premier plan for $100 a year. It gives you 30 days, blah, blah, blah. And here's your elite plan, so on and so forth. So you just select the plan that you want. As I said, I'm going to select the free plan because I'm cheap. So it says you are all set. And let's take a look at that. And now we're going to hit continue. And now it is going to bring your Arlo wire-free camera within 1 to 3 feet from the base station. So I am going to actually put this 1 to 3 feet, which is right there. And I'm going to hit continue. And please hold the sync button on your base station for about 2 seconds and then release. Wait for the sync status light to go green. So here we go. I will put this on its side, like so. And you can see the sync button, and I'll hold my phone kind of over here. And I'm gonna hit the sync button for 2 seconds, 1001, 1002, and I'm gonna release that. And I'm waiting for the status light to blink green. Where's my status light? That's probably down there. I don't see it blinking green at the moment. So let's continue like so. So press and hold the sync button on your camera for about 2 seconds and then release. So here's my camera, and right here, right there on the top is the sync button. So we'll hold that 1, 2, 3, 4. And I am going to release that, and I should see this blinking blue, and the blue indicator is right there, and you can see that flashing away. So that's a good sign. There it is flashing. We see that. Let me put the camera upright for you. All right, so neither of the cameras saw the app whatsoever, so I'm going to and I came up with error messages on both cameras, so clearly I did something wrong. So it allows me to restart the camera, which I'm going to do. It's pretty simple. You just hit the restart right there. You can see it's grayed out, and we'll go through the process again and try it again. Clearly I did something wrong. So I figured out what I was doing wrong. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to camera 2. We're going to take a look at the router. The reason I got my errors because it did not see the router. So if your system does not see this router, that means nothing is going to work with this. In order for this system to work, your Arlo system to work, it has to see this router. Now I'll call your attention here, and we'll take a close-up of camera 3. I'm going to call your attention to the three lights that are down on the bottom here, and this is critical. So here are the three lights, all right? And it looks yellow, but it's not. These are actually green. What I had was an error right in this. This one was blinking a yellow. And again, you might not be able to see the correct color, but these are actually green. And what was happening is this was green, which is your power. This is your internet connection, which shows that you've established the internet connection. And this is the connector for your cameras, essentially. This was giving me an error. It was kind of doing like an orange glow. And it means that the cameras do not see this device. So I basically pulled the cord out, replaced it with a different cord, and for whatever reason, this came back solid green, which is important. Now, what happens is when you press this sync button right here, 1, 2, 3, and release it, this light has to blink, and that's blinking green, okay? The next thing that you're gonna do is on the top of the camera, you're gonna push this button for 2 seconds, and that's gonna blink blue on the front of the camera here. Okay, I didn't push it because it's already connected. And that was what was wrong. So once again, you need to make sure that your router device is seen by the app. And you can verify that by going into the settings. So what I'm going to do is let's switch over to the actual iPhone. And we'll take a look at what that looks like, and we'll take a closer peek. Okay, folks, here I am on the actual iPhone device, and you'll see that I'm in settings, and if I go to my devices here at the top, you're gonna see three things. You're gonna see the camera, and the first one is, let's just call it 4F, okay, and the second one is a 1D, but up here you're gonna see the router. So when I click on that, I called it Arlo, that's my time zone, that's my flicker rate, and it obviously recognizes my router. If you don't see your router here, then your devices will not work. So again, there's three things that this needs to see, the app needs to see. It needs to see your router, and you can call it whatever you want. Router, I just called it Arlo, your camera one and your camera two. Now we're gonna go to devices. And there we go. And what I don't like about this, but it works, is here's a live. You have to click it live. And when that wheel stops spinning up on the top, that is actually a live shot, and that's the backyard per se. And now we're going to go live on the bottom camera. I have two cameras, as I showed you in the beginning, and this will pick up live on the bottom camera. So I'm live on the top. There's nothing happening out there. And now I'm going to go live on the bottom one here, and that wheel's still spinning, and hopefully, there we go. So I'm actually live now, and there's part of my studio, and I'll turn it around, and eventually you'll see me. Now, on the front of this camera is actually a piece of film, so you wanna take that film off. Let's go back to camera one. So here's the film that's on that. I leave this on until I'm completely finished, so I'm gonna peel that off, and now we'll go back to the iPad. I'm sorry, we'll go back to my iPhone with the app open. And there we go. So as you can see, I'm live. Okay, there's our camera. And that's kind of what it looks like. And there we go. So as you can see, it definitely does work. What I don't know is how this will stand up outside. I'm going to use the tripod mount and hook this up outside, and we'll give it a couple days. But right now, I have the ability to basically go onto my iPhone and see both cameras at the same time. I'm assuming if I had 3 and 4 cameras, I'd be able to scroll down and see that. The other thing that's kind of interesting is, and let me plug the iPhone back into the video recorder here, and what I think is nice is you can actually see that it recorded motion, and you can click that, and it's based on the time. So let's click on that again, and I'll bring this back up right now. So there we go back onto the iPhone, and you'll see 518, so on and so forth, and there's everything in terms of motion that it recorded. So that's all kind of neat, no question about that. And what you'd want to do, obviously, if you pay for the paid service, it will give you more iCloud time, their iCloud, and it will record things for a month or indefinitely, however you want to do that. I'm not sure how long the free service works. It might be a day, it might be 2 weeks, whatever. But the app does work, the cameras do work. I did find it a little bit of a pain in the neck to hook up, partially because I didn't realize that it didn't see the router, which is here. Sorry about that. that did not see this. If it doesn't see that, it won't work. Now, I did call tech support, as I always do. When I recommend a device, I always call their tech support and ask them for support whether I need it or not. I was on the phone for about 40 minutes with the tech support, and they couldn't quite figure out why my router was not working. So they had me push the reset button, which, by the way, is on the back. It's located right here, and you'll just take a paper clip and push it in there for 10 seconds, and that will reset your router. So I did that three or four times, and it didn't work. And then, which was annoying, they said, what kind of router do you have? My main router, which is a Netgear. And this is Netgear. So they're telling me that my ports weren't open. Port 80, port 100, and port 123, which I know was baloney because I know my router, all those ports are definitely open. So after 40 minutes, the tech support was great. They tried. They didn't lose their patience. But I just don't think the woman knew exactly what to do at that point. Theoretically, she should have handed it over to the next layer up. But what I did is I turned everything off, rebooted everything, including my router, and everything came back on, and the cameras and the router were discovered pretty much instantly. So I don't anticipate you having problems, but if you do, what I would suggest is, first of all, make double sure that when you hook this up, that this light right here, this third light right there, is green. If it's not green, you're going to have a problem right off the bat. So the first thing you need to do, once again, is establish that that router, your Netgear router that comes with the Arlo, it's its own Netgear router that comes with Arlo cameras, is seen and is connected properly. Once that's connected, everything goes real smooth. So in general, they seem pretty good. They're clear, they're high def, so on and so forth. I'll be very curious during the week, because I just set this up now, to see, one, how the camera works outside, and two, to see if they retain their connection. Frequently, devices that call back to a router, and I have several of them that I've tested out, probably 50 of them over the last year, some of them always stay locked on, some of them don't. Some of them stay locked on, but if you should lose your internet connection for whatever reason, they don't come back on. You've got to go through the whole reconnect process, which is a real pain in the neck if you have cameras out of state or in another location, because you're not always there to reset them. So let's see how this works. We'll come back next week and take a quick peek at it, and we'll go from there. So let's take a look at some of the apps of the day. I have some cool things coming up here, and again, this is the Arlo camera. They have great videos on it. You can watch them yourself and get a feel for what you like and what you don't like. This particular unit went for about $200 for two cameras. There's a million configurations. You can buy one camera, you can buy a pack of two, a pack of four. Just go on to Amazon and see what they have, and you know, they're always quote unquote on sale. So so far so good. Little hassle hooking it up, but I'm not going to let that bother me. I'm sure it's something that anybody watching the Gadget Professor Show could tackle. The service that they had, tech support was quite good, and I just ran into an unusual problem, probably because I have a million routers here and a million wires, but so far so good. I like the size of it. I don't like this magnetic mount. I don't even know why they bother with this. It's so cheesy, but whatever. I guess you can put this on the wall and then you know, just put the camera here like so and aim it up or down or left and right. It's not movable. It's not like those cameras that are pan tilt. They just don't do that, and maybe they will make them. I haven't seen them yet, but it definitely will hold inside, and it's probably easier than mounting a tripod or some other vehicle. But again, it works, and if you don't like that mount, you can always use the tripod mount that's located on the bottom. I'm also going to check into the remote power supply, which is a solar cell with a reflector, and they have a special adapter, of course, for another $20 or $30 that will adapt this to the solar cell. I typically don't like those, because what I find happens is, as you have the reflector out there and the days go by and the weather goes by and the rain, the sleet, the snow, the hail, the heat here in Arizona, they don't hold up. And this thing was $64 or $74 just for the solar reflector itself, the solar power pack, plus another, as I said, $20 for the connector that connects a solar pack to that. Why they don't make it in one pack and just sell it for $80, I don't know. But in general, they're okay, and let's see if it stands the test of time. I will put one unit here in the heat in Arizona, and in a couple weeks I will put the other unit in Rhode Island, so we get the rain and the snow back there. So it'll be interesting to see how they hold up over time. All right, let's get into some apps of the day. The first one is a great app. It's free. It's one of the better apps out there if you like to fool around with photography. This is called Photo Director, and this is made by a company called CyberLink. This is a photo editing and adjustment monitor, and it works really, really well. You can crop. You can do pretty much anything that you want to do with this. It's totally free, and this is available for both the iPhone, your iOS, and for the Droid operating system. It is a great app, and it will let you do all kinds of things, make stunning HDR, change your tone curves, pretty much anything that you want to do, this app will do for you. And again, it's totally free, so I like that. Now, everybody knows that I like note-taking apps on the iPhone, and I have too many of them. Last week, I mentioned one that you just talk into it and speak what your notes are or what your to-do list is, and it does it. I love that. I've been using that a lot. This week I found one that's called Noteworthy Notes, and Noteworthy Notes again is available for both the Droid system, operating system, and the iOS. And what I like about this one is it lets you choose what color or colors you want to highlight the notes. So if it's to do, you might want to make that blue. If it's not to do, you want to make that red. Whatever your color scheme is, and it just makes it easy to categorize and put things in a variety of colors. Totally free app. I like it, and you can't beat the price. It's free, so if you like note taking, definitely try that. Now, this week I got an email from a person wanting to know what password app I use on my iPhone. I've tried a couple different ones. The one that I like, partially because it's free, everybody likes free, and partially because it works well. This is called Password Safe, and this is a free app, and this app is nice. It keeps all your information secure, yet it's always at your fingertips. All you have to do is enter the unlock code. It has 19 built-in categories, which is nice, and it allows you to do 24 custom categories. I don't think you'd be disappointed of it with it. Again, it's free. How can you go wrong with that price? It's a good deal, trust me. All right, now the other app that we'll talk about, and this one is an absolute must. I may have mentioned this several months ago, but I keep getting emails, and I can understand why, about the IFTTT controls, and those are things that will control lights and other various macros using the Echo devices put out by Amazon. And the my Echo just turned on. Okay. Echo, say goodnight.
Good night.
Okay. This is an IFTTT. This is an easy app that you can install on your phone, and this will allow you to very simply make whatever kind of applet you want to turn on and off things, to get notifications when you get notified on Facebook, on Twitter. It pretty much does whatever you want, and it's a very basic program app. You don't have to know programming for. You just click. It's all in a pictorial form. You can use things like Twitter, Telegram, Google Drive, Twitch, Weather Underground, Instagram, you get the idea. But if you want to control something using any type of Echo device, you need to have a program, and this IFTTT app, which is totally free, will work to accomplish that, and that's what you'll need. Now, another app that is good, and this is pretty much on all platforms, is called Blue Mail. And there are a lot of people using this. It's available, I think, on every platform known to mankind. If you're wondering what Blue Mail is, there's a wonderful video here. They've got tremendous press. With the people-centric mailbox, you can focus your attention on emails from only people at the flip of a switch by using the people mode. And what they mean by that is I frequently get newsletters and sales from Deal News and all kinds of things like that. And, you know, I don't know which is from a human and which is not. I'm more concerned, quite frankly, about emails from colleagues or business professionals or friends or whatever, or Gadget Professor fans, to find my email quickly. This will let you sort by that and do all kinds of clusters. It will make you, it will allow you to create group mail just like that. It's a very functional, very cool app. And Blue Mail anywhere, any device, at home, at the gym, It's a free app. Blue Mail gives you the right tools to manage your life on every single platform out there. So definitely a cool app. Try it out. I know you're going to like this. I absolutely know you're going to love this app. It's quite robust, and I've been using it now for probably 2 months, and I'm very, very, very pleased with it. All right, let's talk about some Android apps. This one everybody should have. If you don't, stop what you're doing and definitely get this app. This app is the Google Drive app. I know a lot of you already have it, but there's still some of you out there that don't have this app. This is it gives you free storage, and there's not much that this doesn't do to improve the performance and versatility of your smartphone. It's an absolute must-have, and it's totally free. Another great app, again on all operating systems, is Untappd Discover Beer. This is a cool app. Now, if you know the Gadget Professor, you know I don't drink. However, I have friends that do drink, and my son-in-law actually prides himself on brewing beer. He's an expert at that, and he built his own brewing tanks, so on and so forth. Very cool system. But this app allows you to discover and share great beers, breweries, and venues with your friends while earning badges for exploring beers or different styles or countries that beer is served in. And it shows beer events and everything good about beer. This app has, it's for mature audiences only, from 17 and above. So that's good. Definitely check this app out. And of course, it's free. And last but not least, we have the Tetra SMS app. Very cool app. If you like to do messaging or SMS, this allows you to customize it and to change the color backgrounds, to add all kinds of great artwork. It comes with a bunch of great features. There's roughly 180 different design themes. There's bubbles, there's app icons, there's different colors. You can make it dark, you can make it light. They have auto night modes. This will really accentuate your messaging, and people will definitely notice what you do. It has quick voice memos. It has 21 different text sizes, message blockers, blacklisting, pin to top, automatic video and picture compressing, and there's a heck of a lot more that I can't name because there's so many of them. So I hope you enjoyed tuning in today. If you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I definitely try to answer all my email. I will see everyone next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.